I just met a nice new friend, and it is Ruth. And Ruth, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
It's great to have you on board today because we're going to talk about a very special lady who's been not only special to her family, but just about anybody she touches. Her name is Charlotte McCracken. Tell us a little bit about Charlotte.
Charlotte's a very brave woman. She's fighting breast cancer. Mm-hmm. It's a very aggressive form, but she is very aggressive in fighting it. She has treatment, chemo every week, and she's in church every Sunday morning. She will not let it win.
I like her spirit already. Now, I've not met her personally, but when we were talking prior to coming in on the air, she's got a great system of support, especially with her husband.
Absolutely. He has dyed his hair pink in support.
Well, you know, with this cancer that she had, it came on very surprising. And a lot of times cancers, a lot of people don't know that they have it until they go to the doctor and, well, there's the diagnosis. And we, from what we know, this is a very aggressive cancer, but through her fight and through her treatments, we understand that she's winning.
She is winning. She is going to win even completely.
Now, we're putting out the call here, folks, because we're looking for local talent in the Dewey and Bartlesville area. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a very special talent show. We're going to have a lot of fun raising funds. So we're putting the fun in fundraising because we're going to do this talent show for Charlotte McCracken. Now, we're going to be at the Dewey Fairgrounds on Saturday, November 16th. Now, I see on the poster it says it starts at 2 and it ends at ? That means that we're going to keep going until the fun runs out. Is that correct, Ruth?
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, what kind of talent are we looking for?
We're looking for any type of talent. We need people who want to come and have fun. We need them to let us know what they're going to be able to do. We want country, bluegrass, gospel. We want every kind of talent, and we'd like to hear from you so we can get you lined up.
Oh, ventriloquism?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Those dolls kind of spooked me out, but they're fine.
Absolutely. Karaoke, we don't care.
We don't care. We're just going to have we're just going to paint the barn and put on a show, aren't we?
That's right.
Now, when we do this, it's going to be great, but you have to have your entries in by November 1st. So the clock is ticking. So yes. We want to put this in your head and want you to think about it over the weekend. And as soon as you come to that decision, most performers say, well, I'm ready right now.
Good.
Then just text us. There's a text number that folks can text into to entry, correct?
Yes. It's my number. I'm Ruth, 918-327-1319.
And again, that's 918-327-1319. Now, you're putting a five-minute time limit on that.
Right.
So, you know, if you're one of those guys like on the old Ed Sullivan show that spin the plates, you got to get her done, and you got a time limit to say.
That's right. Because we want to get as many acts in as possible.
Oh, yeah, there we go. And those accepted will be notified by November 4th. Now, this is just part of it, too, because we have some other things that seem to work out pretty well whenever we do fundraisers. What other things are going on besides the talent show?
We're going to have gift baskets. You know it's time for Christmas, and sometimes you just want to treat yourself, but it's really excellent. They're going to be big, beautiful baskets. Donna Estes is awesome in making baskets. She's going to help us out. These are going to be really something to come out for.
Oh, yes. And that's just part of it because I understand bake sale.
Yes.
Free smells, but after that, you got to pay.
That's right.
Now, we're going to have some of the best people who know how to bake getting involved in this. And those who are up and coming as well. Because these sweet treats are all going for the great cause of trying to help out Charlotte McCracken. Now, I understand she's got a couple of daughters. They're college age, if I'm not mistaken. But she and her husband are working hard with the business that they've been working at for so long. And when you come up upon a stumbling block like this that affects not only your health, but in your family, but also your income as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of things get challenged here. But one thing that has been tested, but they've never tripped, is their faith. And it seems to me that their faith is really keeping them strong, keeping them centered during this very, very trying situation.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing more powerful than that. When you told me that Charlotte McCracken, as sick as she is, will go in for her chemo on Thursday, and then Sunday, bang, right there at church, right there at Bible study, right back into the thick of things, that is a special kind of strong.
It sure is. She says that the cancer is not going to win.
Oh, she sounds like she means it.
She does.
And she lives like she means it.
She does.
Now, what kind of business are they involved in?
They're in a shirt printing business. Mm-hmm. Well, shirt is just minimal.
Yeah.
They do the hats, banners, posters. They just do all of it.
They're in the promotional items business.
They
yeah.
are. And they've been in the business over 22 years.
That's good.
They're just such an asset to this community.
You were telling me that these two are so involved with so many different things, everything from what the Scouts to this, that,
they
and the other.
Do. They print for the Boy Scouts, Little League, High School, Dewey High School Football, Mutual Girls Club. There's just so many, I can't even...
Yeah, you can't. Well, we don't have enough paper to fill it out on the list there. But you name it, and they're involved at some level.
They are.
And you know, these are folks that have been born and raised right here in the Dewey community.
Dewey
and you know, these are folks that could really use your help. Now, they look like they might be a bit proud, but I think if we put a spin on it where we got some fun going on here, who can refuse having a little bit of fun? And if we raised some much-needed money to keep the family afloat and pay those exorbitant doctor bills, I think all is going to work out great, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, once again, this is a special talent show that will take place on Saturday. That'll be November 16th. Would the prize be a turkey? No, I'm only kidding. but we're going to have all kinds of fun. And it's going to be from 2 p.m. until question mark, which means until the fun runs out. So this could be an all-day thing. And this will be at the Dewey Fairgrounds. Now, if you are an entertainer or think you're an entertainer, you're a singer, dancer, juggler, what if you do them all? Now, that would be something. If you can sing and dance and juggle at the same time, I'm paying triple to come.
We'd love to have
Yeah, we need to, you know, singer, dancer, juggler. That's and riding a bike too. No, yeah, unicycle. 918-327-1319 is the text number. Text what your name and your talent.
Right. A video would be wonderful.
We'll tell you how to send that in after you text in.
And if you can't make it by that deadline, mm-hmm. if you'll still let me know, I will work you in as we have time.
All right, good. Does that tell you what? That for people who've got a lot going on and want to help, that's a really good thing. Now, the performances are going to be less than 5 minutes, so we can get as many people as we can. But now, also, folks, if you want to make a donation on top of all the fun that we're having, that's accepted, too. Can you tell us how folks go about making that donation?
You can go to any RVS bank and donate to RVS Care. RVS Cares in Charla McCracken's name. Mm-hmm. That's C-H-A-R-L-A, Charla McCracken.
And Charla is the woman that we're trying to help here with a very aggressive form of breast cancer. You want to talk about taking someone just by totally unaware and just upsetting a life. Cancer does that. It does that to everyone it affects. It not only affects the individual, but it affects the family, and it affects our circle of friends and our support system. And in this case, it affects an entire community.
It does. I cannot emphasize enough how much of an impact they've made on this community.
That's amazing. It's time for us to show in kind our respect back for the respect they've shown others here. So this is a good give and take here and a good life lesson as well. So once again, it's the talent show to benefit Charlotte McCracken, and the text number is 918-327-1319, and we'll talk about your entry here, and we'll take it from there. But that's your initial point of contact, and we only pray for the best outcome here. But doggone it, this woman, from everything you tell me, she's just amazing. She's fighting this off like, you know, nobody's business, you know.
That's right.
Cancer, you just stay over there.
That's right. She is a fighter. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the McCrackens or about the event that maybe we've missed?
Well, I do want to tell you that there's a Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that. Everybody's on the book.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go to Charlotte's Fight Against Breast Cancer.
Uh-huh. And what will they find on the Facebook page? Will they find like an event there?
Right. Yes, they'll find the event.
Oh, man.
Charlotte's Fight Against Breast Cancer.
Well, super. And you can take that information from there. And, of course, if you are a would-be performer, then you can get that all taken care of by using the text number and everything else, and getting everything all lined up. Now, what if you're a person who wants to enter into the bake sale? Do they register the same way via the text number?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. That is easy enough. Well, I tell you what, I want to thank you very much for spending time here with us today, and I want to wish the best of luck, and let's see if we can't get this thing whipped. You know, let's have some fun. And let's get Charlotte McCracken back on the mend, and everything back to as normal can be for their family.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Ruth, I want to thank you. You're a great soul, and appreciate you sharing the word here with us. We've got more coming up right here on K1.